96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. From non-gender-specific toys to pop culture icon Caitlyn Jenner, the transgender issue has exploded into mainstream conversations and lives. For some adults, it may be a tricky issue, but what about for parents of young children? How do you navigate the maze of questions that at times have no easy answers? Well, tonight, on our Medical Monday segment, we're going to take you by the hand and walk you through that maze. My guests are psychologist Dr. Edwin Powell. He is an assistant professor of medicine at the Howard University College of Medicine and Mental Health. Also, Dr. Rizzi Timane. He is a transgender man and a life coach. He's also author of the book An Unspoken Compromise. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Timane, Dr. Powell, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Harold.
Thanks for having me as well.
Wonderful. Okay, so let me get right to the heart of this. Often when we have spoken about this issue recently, when we've seen it in the news, when we've seen it in pop culture, the person who really kind of dominates this conversation is Caitlyn Jenner. However, we have also heard of this issue and how it is discussed with children. There have been many, many stories over the past several years about, as I mentioned before, non-gender specific toys, parents that do not assign gender to their children, children at very, very young ages who say they are in the wrong body, who say that if they are born boys, they want to be girls. If they are born girls, they want to be boys. Let me start with Dr. Powell. Dr. Powell, how do you deal with this issue?
Well, thanks for having me again.
Sure.
I think Dr. Forcier, who is a leading pediatrician in one of our northeastern states, says that the best way of dealing with this is listening to the child and listening to the inner voice of the child. In fact, that the brain in and of itself determines the sexuality of the child or the gender identity of the child versus the anatomical outside of the, when you're looking at Müllerian structures, female structures, or Wolfian structures when you're referring to men. So I think that by listening to the children and allowing them to express themselves, that's the whole idea of gender identity and gender expression. I think the D.C., Washington, D.C., I'm proud to say that I am a commissioner with the D.C. Commission on Human Rights. Of the 19 protected traits are three, gender expression, sexuality, and also personal appearance. And these are three of the 19 traits that we use to actually protect individuals who fall into that transgender category.
But let me say, we are talking about children. You're
right.
A father.
Right.
You know, I'm a father and was once a child.
Right.
And so we do know that children at very, very young ages, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on, they are still just trying to get their legs up under them, whether we're talking about their literal legs, their emotional legs, and the like. And so as parents, how do we know what to listen to, what to listen for? And I want to ask you about that too, Dr. Timane, because this specifically applies to you. But first, Dr. Powell, how do you know what is truth and what is it just childlike ramblings that we get from every child?
Yeah, like I said again, you know, ACOG, the Academy on the American College on Obstetrics and Gynecology, has said that there's a disparity, that in fact this subgroup of our population it has been dealing with the most disparities and have been ignored. Unfortunately, the American Academy on Pediatrics, as it deals with gender variant children, don't have a position on this. But there is definitely research as it relates to gender dysphoria, and that's exactly what it's called. And, you know, just once a child is actually in utero, during the intrauterine period, the fetal brain develops in the male direction when the actual brains, when nerves are actually flooded with testosterone. So that's at a very early age determines the sex of the child. But then the gonadal hormones, and there's a study that was done back in 2004 by a gentleman by the name of Schwab, that says that the lack of testosterone in a male or a presence of testosterone in females actually leads to gender dysphoria. And so there's also studies that talks about neuronal density in the brain.
What does that mean?
Well, neuronal density in the brain means neurons in the brain. The thicker the neurons in the brain, once you put it under some type of either a positron emission tomography, some type of scan.
Whoa.
Or some type of
scan.
Stop.
Let me stop you right there. I'm a pretty intelligent guy. I did not go to medical school. I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's scary?
Let me bring Dr. T. Main in here because I need to put a human face on what you just said because I think that's a critical piece to what we're talking about here. Dr. T. Main, 8 years old, I guess what Dr. Powell is talking about is what you may have felt. What were you feeling at 8 years old? Suffice it to say, you are now 38 years old. What can you tell me?
Oh, yes, I completely agree with everything that Dr. Powell has said.
Well, can you explain it? Because I don't understand it. So help me with that.
Very natural. So let me explain. When I was between 6 to 8 years old in Africa, growing up as a little girl, I started to have feelings of being trapped in the wrong body. When I looked at the little boys in the neighborhood, I identified with them and felt like a little boy. I did not feel like a little girl. I stopped wearing dresses. Even when I was grounded by my parents, I would go and take my brother's clothes and put them on. And if I wore a dress because my parents forced me to, I would cry relentlessly for hours. Even one day, they grounded me and said I would not eat dinner because this is Africa and they wanted me to be a feminine girl because that's what I was to them. I did not eat dinner. I missed it. I was punished, and I still could not wear those dresses. At 8 years old, so it started 6 to 7, 8. By 8 years old, I walked into my dad's room, and I told him in my young 8-year-old voice, "Daddy, I'm a boy." Of course, he laughed. He laughed so much and said, you know, this is a phase. Children go through phases. You're going to outgrow this. Everything's going to be fine. But everything wasn't fine. I consistently said I was a boy. I threw away the dolls that my parents gave to me. I wanted to play with trucks. I wanted to climb the trees outside and be with the boys. I wanted to play soccer in the street. And it continued. It continued for many years. It did not go away. It was not a phase. I knew when I looked in the mirror and saw a female body, and you know, if I can be blunt, to
please
see
do.
Female breasts developing on my body. They started developing very young, like 9 or 10. I had such dysphoria, which is what Dr. Powell was saying, which is just an extreme feeling of emotional distress. Mm-hmm. I had such huge dysphoria that I was hospitalized for it. Not long after that, I experienced my first female menstrual cycle, and again, it was a 3-week hospitalization.
Well, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there because I've got to take a break, and I really want to drill down a little bit more. And you have indeed clarified some things that Dr. Powell was explaining. The thing that is really, really important, and I'm going to get this from our listeners, is if you have a child who says to you, the parent, what Dr. T. Main said to his parent, how do you address it? What do you say? What kind of conversation do you have? Dr. Powell, I'm going to come back to you. We're going to talk about that too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about transgender issues and children. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. On this Medical Monday, we're talking about transgender issues and children. My guests are Dr. Edwin Powell. He is an assistant professor of medicine at Howard University's College of Medicine and Mental Health. Also, Dr. Rizzi Timane. He's a transgender man and a life coach. He's also author of the book, An Unspoken Compromise. Lines are open if you have any questions or comments on this Medical Monday as we talk about transgender issues in children. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Cindy, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Cindy. What's on your mind?
Yes. My question is, I understand what the doctor is saying in terms of, you know, his gender not being able to identify with being a woman, because he obviously is interested in the same sex. But my question is, when it comes to a Caitlyn Jenner, and he has expressed that he is interested in women and he has no desire, he's not into being, you know, he's not homosexual, but he wanted to change his gender. I'm confused with that, because I think that that's where the confusion for me comes in. I want to understand how that relates, because that doesn't sound like a chemical imbalance. It doesn't sound like something that happens in utero, but it sounds more of a decision that he's making opposed to something that is completely out of his control, like the doctor's situation.
And let me say, Cindy, before I have Dr. Timane address that, Caitlyn Jenner would be appropriately and properly addressed as a she, not a he. Because Caitlyn Jenner is a transgender woman, so you would not refer to Caitlyn Jenner as a he, but a she. But I think that for those who aren't familiar with these issues, certainly it is a valid question. Dr. Timane, could you briefly give her your thoughts about her question?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. Actually, it's one of the most often asked questions, but it's stemming from a confusion where people mistakenly linking gender and sexual orientation. So just because Caitlyn Jenner is a female and transgender and has, you know, made that leap to transition to female, that has nothing to do with who she is attracted to and her sexual orientation. Gender identity is what makes you male or female. That's it. It ends there. As far as sexual orientation, that's completely different. So you can have a transgender person like myself. I happen to be heterosexual because when I transitioned to a man, I continued to be attracted to women. And it's the same thing with Caitlyn. Caitlyn was attracted to women. And so even though she has transitioned, she is still attracted to women. Someone else may have been attracted to men before and then transitioned and continued to be attracted to men, making them now, you know, a gay couple. So it really has nothing to do with it. I could have transitioned and instead of being married to a woman, I could have transitioned and had attractions to men, which would then make me gay and transgender. So I guess that's the answer. You could be gay and transgender, heterosexual and transgender, bisexual and transgender, but the gender itself has absolutely nothing to do with sexual orientation. And I know it's very confusing, but it's something that I hope with conversation and dialogue we can educate the public about to get better understanding for the community.
Cindy, thank you so much for your phone call. If you want to hang on the line to hear Dr. Powell's reaction to your question, you certainly are welcome to do so. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on transgender issues and our children.